watching the smoke from below. It was coming from a tall, slim smokestack way down on the Southern Railroad. It was 97, the fast train ever run on the Southern Line. All the freight trains and passengers take the side for 97, for she's bound to be at stations on time. They give him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, say, Stevie, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in to Spencer on time. He looked around and said to his black, greasy fireman, just shovel in a little more coal. And when I cross that old white oak mountain, you can just watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg, Danville, and the line was a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump that he made. He was going down that grade, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle began to scream. He was found in that rig with his hand on throttle. He was scalded to death with a steam. Did she ever pull in? No, she never pulled in. And it's 1:45 he was due. For hours and hours has a switchman been waiting for that fast mail that never pulled through. Ever pull in? No, she never pulled in. And that poor boy, he must be dead. Oh, yonder he lays on that railroad track with the car wheels over his head. 97, she was the fastest train that the South had ever seen. But she runs so fast on that Sunday morning that that death score was numbered 14. Now, ladies, you must take warning from this, I now and on. Never speak hard words to your true love, then husband, he may leave you and never return.